Today's reading for the ninth day of Lent come from Esther, chapter C, 12, 14 through 16, 23 through 25. And I'll be honest, I didn't know there were chapters with letters on them. So I learned something new today. Psalm 138, 1 through 2, 2 and 3, 7 and 8. Matthew 7, 7 through 12. This is entitled Before You Ask. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, blessed are you. Help me who am alone and have no help but you. And that's from Esther C. 14. Esther has good reason to be afraid. When we encounter her in today's first reading, she's considering going to the king, her husband, uninvited. Any man or woman who approaches the king in his inner court without being summoned could be put to death unless the king extends his scepter to signal he spares them. Esther needs the king's cooperation to save her people, but he hasn't summoned her for 30 days, so she plans this risky move. But first, she prays. Esther, the queen, prostrates herself on the ground all day, pleading for the Lord to give her the right words to move the king's heart. Prayer and gifts go together. Ask and you shall receive. Unlike this earthly king who could not be easily approached, the king of the universe is kind, and he blesses those who call on him. See today's responsorial psalm. Jesus explains why we should trust the Father. If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Matthew 7:11. Our heavenly King doesn't want to force his gifts on us, so ask and trust him to do what's best. Let's pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Lord, you are my help and my hope. I trust in you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Have a great day. You matter.